This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working out there in the Third Watch right now, whoever you are, wherever you are, thank you so very much for what you're doing. And let's not forget either that you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler, the Captain's America. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And we have our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. So go there and check all of it out. Now, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Morning.
We have a caller from Sarasota that wants to ask a question, and his question basically to me was, why can't we just have another election and try to do it all over again? So, good morning, caller. What's your name, and where are you calling from again?
My name is Dennis. I'm calling from Sarasota.
Okay, Dennis, go ahead.
Well, I'd like to have another election and have it be fair, have only legal citizen voters engage in the voting process this time around.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like that would only be appropriate under the circumstances. I can't see how Mr. Bidenstein can be anything but under a cloud the rest of the time he's president.
Okay. All right, well, thank you. Let's answer that question. Go ahead, Denise.
Well, I would say this. I appreciate the question because, I mean, we certainly have more evidence of malfeasance and, I would say, fraudulent conditions with the election than we ever had with Russiagate.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also asked the question, and I'm not sure I can really answer his, except that, you know, we would have to have, you know, some kind of, we're clearly in a plateau that we've never been in before.
Right.
And I've asked the question myself that if we continue to do these investigations, with the cases that have been presented to these judges, they haven't even bothered to look at the evidence. They just kind of thrown them out before they got started.
Right.
Let's say, for the sake of argument, we continue to do these investigations and we find that in June and July, at the end of all of it, that it is in fact widespread, that it was an illegitimate election, and we have already sworn in Biden and Harris. What do we do in, say, June or July? Do we impeach them? Do we, go to the Supreme Court? Do we go to martial law? I mean, there's all kinds of things that, might be some kind of an option here.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't gotten an answer from three lawyers that are closer to this kind of law than any other type of lawyer. And since we've never had anything like this before, we don't have an answer. But there's lots of us that are having that discussion.
Yeah. All right. Now, I got one more caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Scott from Kentucky. You know, my mom was born on the 4th of July. I don't understand politics because I'm not sure that even if I was electable, I'd want to be president. I mean, I can use Air Force One to go all around the world, but, you know, that'd be kind of cool. Anyways, you all have a blessed day and be safe.
All righty. Okay. I guess he wanted to fly on Air Force One. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Suddenly we're getting a bunch of questions here. We're getting another caller here, so let me real quick do this. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Ian in Clearwater.
Okay, go ahead. We got about a minute, and then we got to go to break.
Yeah. It really came out now why they didn't want Trump to win. It's apparent now the entire establishment, media, political, academic, Wall Street, they're owned by China. They're doing bidding with China. It's coming out now. It's so in your face, they're letting it out dribs and drabs. And their dentist, dude, there ain't going to be no more free and fair elections. There might be free and fair elections for dog catcher, water control, fire district, something like that. But when it comes down to congressmen, senators, governors, president, they're going to steal anything they want. You know why? They get about it. They're doing it right in our face, you know?
Okay.
And the solution is revolution. That is the solution. The solution is 1776.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Yep. And, of course, I'm not going to preach that to anybody, are you?
You know, let's say this. These Dominion voting machines, and if I read it yesterday correctly, the contracts that some of these states have with the Dominion system is an exclusive system that I think lasts for a period of time, like,
correct.
6 years or something. So,
correct.
We have a bigger problem than we think.
Yep, hold that thought. Okay, folks, we'll be right back. Caller, hang on the line there. We'll get back to you in a second. But this is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm talking to Denise Simon. We're going to take a break, and then we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Ruth.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, for a limited time, you can save 35% of Balance of Nature on your order. Go there, check out all the different products they have to offer, and then take advantage of that 35% discount at their website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. So, if you want to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751 using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Back with Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We have one more caller that's been waiting patiently on the line to ask you a question. This is Mike in Clearwater. Okay, Mike, what is your question?
Good morning, Denise. It's nice to talk to you for the very first time.
Hi.
All right, here goes, Denise. Now, at the expense of sounding like a kook, because what I'm going to say may be conspiratorial or it may be not. That's why I'm asking you. Is it possible? Now, remember, when President Trump came in, he was the first of his kind. He wasn't a politician, and he wasn't beholden to anybody. So he could pretty much get up there and do and say whatever he wants. And I think that terrified a lot of the politicians because they didn't know what to make of him. And I think, and please tell me if I'm crazy, that possibly the CIA might have had a hand in this voter fraud, because I think that there might be folks in the intelligence community that for obvious reasons are terrified of him as well. So am I crazy, or is it possible that this could have been a dark operation by the CIA to make sure that he didn't get back in? And I'd like your opinion.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Go ahead.
Well, I've seen a lot of chatter out there about it being some part of a CIA involvement in this. I don't see why. First of all, I don't see that it's tangible evidence, and two, I don't see why, if you had some operatives that wanted Trump out, why you'd even need the CIA to begin with, because you had Stacey Abrams.
Yeah.
And along with Stacey Abrams, you had other operatives, say grassroots type operatives, that knew specifically what they were doing, and so it would never have to rise to the level of being a CIA operation. Furthermore, I don't believe in my heart of hearts that you could keep something like that quiet if it was a CIA operation. Somebody would step up to the game and be a whistleblower. I mean, there are, you know, agencies out there that have some deep staters in it, but those same agencies do have some good people within them. I would say this. I think when you have Jenna Ellis and Rudy Giuliani and Lynn Wood and Sidney Powell and several others are doing some pretty good work. There's two pieces of the work that they're doing that are kind of missing to me, and that is we have an FBI office in Pittsburgh that is dedicated to cyber, and I have not seen any of those guys with their hands into this that are helping out, and I'm curious as to why. The other piece is a big question that nobody is asking, and that is about the printing companies, the printing orders that these counties and these voting districts use to print the ballots in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the pandemic and because of this and everybody's doing absentee ballots and blah, 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 they printed more than they would have ever printed in previous elections. But did they print too many? And if they did, what happened to all the rest of those ballots that were unused? I think therein lies a big, big question mark in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can necessarily look at people like the Stacey Abrams that was raising enough money with all kinds of things like block by block and the Fair Fight and all these other kind of grassroots activist organizations. They're raising an awful lot of money coming in from Act Blue. And I would say that some of that money was necessarily being paid off to some people. And that's where I think, you know, we still have more to learn. So mm-hmm. I understand the CIA question, but I'm not seeing that it happened or it was ever needed in the first place.
By the way, Eric Swalwell is saying that the president is behind the Axios report. I know, but that's what he's saying, and he's demanding that they take a look at the Congress take a look at the timing of this. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, question before I go to another caller here. Who is George Gascon?
He is another George Soros DA.
Yep.
He came from San Francisco, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And he put in his really, we're not going to prosecute anybody type crime mm-hmm. attorney. And now he's been sworn in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And he has, I think, about a 70 or 80 page playbook that he is going to put in him.
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles County,
mm-hmm.
that there's going to be no bail and no jail and no this and no that. So
yep.
Now we have yet another major city in California where crime is going to be more common than ever.
Yep. All right. And now to the phone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning, Denise. This is Mel in Saratoga Springs, New York.
Morning, Mel.
Good morning. Correct me if I'm wrong. I understand that Kamala Harris's parents, after they moved from Jamaica, they moved into Canada. That's where she was born, if I'm not
correct, or if, I'm not sure, but well, if you're a Canadian citizen, not a, a naturalized or an American citizen, how is it that you are able to obtain the office either of the president or the vice president
okay.
of the United States of America?
Next.
And well, and the other thing, as far as George Soros is concerned, how come his assets are not confiscated by this government? And this man brought in for prosecution for this is surely Cloward and Piven, what this guy is creating here. But anyway, I'll listen off the air.
All right. Thank you very much, Mel. First of all, Kamala Harris's mother was a naturalized American citizen, correct?
Well, both parents were.
Okay.
Her mother was from India. Her father was from Jamaica. They met as students, I think it was, at one of the universities in California. They had two daughters. So they were naturalized citizens. The parents divorced, and Kamala's mother took the two daughters and first after the divorce and essentially raised them in Canada for the next, I don't know, 8 or 9 years. So she wasn't born in Canada. She was actually born here. So therein lies the answer to that. So it's not necessarily distorted. Now, she has a very close relationship with her mother, not so much with her father. and the family on the father's side happened to own slaves in Jamaica. But, you know, she touts herself as being black when, in fact, she's just as much Indian as she is black. But she's an operative for sure. And I would also say that her lawyer, when she was running for president, the lawyer for her campaign was Mark Elias. Mark Elias was Perkins Coie. And Perkins Coie was Fusion GPS. And if you look very carefully, Mark Elias is taking the lead at defending all of these states against the Republicans and Trump's lawsuits. So he's been an operative for a long time. And I think the real damage to the country is not Joe Biden. The real damage coming to the country is Kamala Harris and her lawyers.
Yep, I agree. And one final thing, isn't Act Blue a recipient of Black Lives Matter and donations that comes from Eric?
Act Blue, which was created under the Obama administration, pays out money to all of these organizations, including Black Lives Matter.
Okay, thank you very much. We will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay warm up on the mountaintop.
Yes, all right,
Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, sign up for her articles that she writes. She wrote 3 or 4 yesterday. And find out what she knows when she knows it. There you go. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House of Representatives has passed the National Defense Authorization Act, a bill President Trump had threatened to veto.
The president said he would reject the defense policy measure unless it contained a repeal of Section 230, a provision in the Communications Decency Act that shields social media companies from liability for the content posted on their sites. The 335-78 vote represents a veto-proof margin should the president decide to reject the bill. That now goes on to the U.S. Senate. And the Supreme Court has refused to hear a lawsuit from Pennsylvania Republicans seeking to decertify the results of the presidential election in that state. The court's order was unsigned and issued without any noted dissents or comments from any of the justices. The order comes as the state of Texas has asked the court to throw out the results of Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. The suit filed Tuesday argues that the changes those states made to mail-in voting were unconstitutional. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at, but I suggest you give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour and see what they're all about. Meantime, they're going to tell you right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts. So you folks that are up there listening to me in Portland, Maine right now, if you want to take a little hop, skip, and a jump down to Boston and take a look and see what they have to offer, it could make your career a total, complete turnaround as to where you may be going right now. Some of you may be just kind of hanging in there. Some of you might not have work at all. Some of you might be thinking about what you might want to do, but But go on down to Concord, Massachusetts, and check them out and see what they have to offer. Now, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour, and you'll be so impressed by what you see. I think you'll agree with me that they definitely can turn your lifestyle totally around and upside down and in a positive direction. Now, if you're also in Clearwater, Florida, where their second location is, you can give them a call. Again, 800-659-2080. Give them a call and ask to take the tour of their campus in Clearwater. Whatever the case may be, I'm trying to emphasize to you that instead of just checking them out online by going to naa.edu, you should give them a call at 800-659-2080 and take a tour of one of their facilities, either the one in Concord, Mass, or the one in Clearwater, Florida, and see what they can do for you. You can ask questions and you'll know right then and there. All righty. President-elect, as he's being called by some, Joe Biden, has reportedly selected Lloyd Austin III, a retired four-star Army general, who most recently led the fights in Afghanistan and Iraq, as his nominee for defense secretary. Now, some of you may also remember that he was in charge of the Syrian effort and the fight against ISIS. And one of the big sticklers about him is what happened under his watch to ISIS and in Syria. They were given $500 million to train Syrian fighters to take on ISIS so that we wouldn't have to. Well, a year later, that $500 million created six fighters. You heard me, six. And ISIS got bigger and stronger and better than ever under the general's watch. Now, there might have been some restraints by Barack Obama as a result of what took place at the time, but there's a lot of people, Democrats included, that are not just going to jump on board General Austin's bandwagon to be the next defense secretary, and that is a fact. Now, U.S. Army leaders are expected to fire or suspend a significant number of officers and enlisted soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, including a two-star general, in a dramatic purge to correct a command culture that they believe failed to address leadership failures and a pattern of violence that included murders, sexual assaults, and suicides. That was said on Monday. And we're going to talk to Colonel Jim about all that and see what he knows when he comes on in the next hour. Now, also, as the Pentagon pulls troops out of the Middle East in the coming weeks under orders from President Donald Trump, U.S. military leaders are working hard to find other ways to deter potential attacks by Iran and its proxies and to counter arguments that America is abandoning the region. Well, in Somalia, all we're doing is moving out of Somalia and close by in Djibouti and other areas in the region. We're also moving not necessarily from out of the region in Iraq, but we're not going to be that far away to where we can definitely respond in a manner of fitting if we have to. Also, the Air Force has quietly agreed with Congress not to change anything about two bases for the Space Force. One of them could be in Florida, one could be in Colorado, until the NDAA, which is the National Defense Authorization Act, settles its way forward on the Confederate base names. We'll see what happens there. In addition, in case you didn't know what happened yesterday, America lost a true hero in Brigadier General Chuck Yeager, U.S. Air Force Brigadier General, the World War II fighter pilot ace and quintessential test pilot who showed that he had the right stuff when in 1947 he became the first person to fly faster than sound. He's died. He was 97 years of age, an American legend to anybody that knows anything about the military. Now, Iran said Monday it was glad the United States got the message and modified its behavior in the Persian Gulf after the top U.S. Navy official in the region said his forces had reached a state of deterrence with Iran after months of regional attacks and seizures at sea. Okay, we'll see how that works out. In the meantime, five U.S. military schools in Germany have been temporarily shuttered and services on bases have been restricted following a spike in coronavirus cases as the host nation struggles to get the upper hand on its second wave of infections. We'll see how that writes out. Now, in Afghanistan, some 700 civilians have been killed in 2019, more than any other year since the beginning of the war, after the Pentagon relaxed its rules of engagement. A lot of that was by airstrike, U.S. air raids, and the deaths resulting from that rose some 300%. In addition, NATO has now announced the operational capability of a special operations command organized by Belgium, the Netherlands, and Denmark. And we'll see how all that plays into the scheme of things. Now, congressional leaders from both parties are warning that a presidential veto of the annual defense authorization bill later this month could have a devastating effect on the military and leave lawmakers with few solutions to fix the damage. We'll have to see where all that goes. And the top Republican lawmaker on the House Armed Services Committee said he expects widespread support amongst his party to take care of the presidential threat to veto the bill. He thinks that they can override it. We'll see. Right now, the bill has been passed, and it's been sent to the president in my notes from last night. By the way, this month, Congressman Trent Kelly, Republican of Mississippi, became the highest-ranking military member to serve in Congress. He put a second star on. He's now a major general and became the highest-ranking military member serving in Congress. Of course, he is in the reserve. So there you go. Now, more than 15,000 veterans who served at a secret Soviet-era base in Khazarabam, Uzbekistan, may have been exposed to dangerous levels of radiation and other hazards, including a black goo that was oozing from the ground. So, more research on the K2 veterans, that's what they're called, for toxic exposure has been included in the defense bill. And we'll see how that plays out. All right, coming up, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. We'll ask him about some different things going on. Don't go nowhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We'll be right back.
supplement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and I'll tell you what, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Balance of Nature, and I happen to be taking a product called the Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies. They work for me quite nicely, thank you very much. It's given me a little bit more pizzazz and a little bit more energy, if you will. I got a little bit more pep in my step, and I certainly was not eating the right kind of foods, and this is one way to make sure that you get more than your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables into your system too. Now, I got a deal for you here. It's called saving 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. All you got to do is go to the website, take a look at all the products they've got, try the fruits and veggies, see what they can do for you. Go to the balanceofnature.com website and use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, if you want to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT. That's balanceofnature.com. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, and joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Did you hear about the new White House offer for the COVID-19 stimulus relief bill?
Yeah, I was reading about it not too long ago. I'm not a, to be honest, I'm not a fan. They did away with the unemployment checks, and they're just dealing with just checks to everyone again. I don't know if this is some sort of ploy or what, but I don't like the way that that's structured. I don't understand why he's sending checks to people who don't need the money in the first place. And I do know that many people out there are unemployed and no fault of their own because their businesses are shut down or under unlimited capacity. I think that that would probably be a better way to go.
Well, the checks they're talking about sending this time are not $1,200 checks. They're $600 checks to everybody.
Yeah, I don't think that that's, you know, $1,200 for couples. You know, how does that help somebody that's unemployed? And it's just, they're going to get one check for $600, but they're going to be employed, unemployed in states like California or Illinois or in places like New York that are not opening up. I mean, how is it really that helpful?
Don't know, but I guess they figure $600 is better than no dollars. Who knows? Now, the coronavirus vaccine made by Pfizer apparently has gotten a real pat on the back because the FDA staff are saying that the Pfizer shot is safe and effective to use.
Yeah, I mean, it looks great, and hopefully, hopefully we can get it out sooner rather than later. I think that's something that we can look forward to. We know that it's already being distributed in the UK. We got to start distributing here. I mean, I know some people that have already been told that they're going to be getting the vaccine based upon the jobs that they have, the essential workers. So they're automatically assuming that this people are going to start distributing this very shortly.
Mm. By the way, did you see that Newsmax last week had a ratings victory over Fox News Channel in the 7 to 8 o'clock hour with the Greg Kelly show over Martha McCallum?
Yeah, I did. Newsmax slowly but surely, creeping up. They're doing better than Fox Business. There's a myriad of reasons behind that. They're also creeping up on Fox News. They're doing a hell of a job.
Yeah. Now, gold is up. The dollar is down. The dollar's trading near a 2.5-year low right now. I don't know what's going to happen there, but a lot of people are concerned about that because some people, go, well, I don't want to buy gold, but I might buy silver. You know, I'm hearing all sorts of things. What say you?
All right, well, listen, if you don't know what you're doing and you don't know how to utilize those commodities as a hedge in your portfolio, stay away from them. It's not a good idea. In particular, the trinkets there, the coins that they like selling as well, not the smart way to go at all.
Mm-hmm. Now, Elon Musk is a pretty sharp character, correct?
I'd say so.
He has now relocated himself personally to Texas. Now, he's got not only his car company moved there, but he's also got his SpaceX concern is there in Texas. So he's there, and on the way out the door from California, he criticized the complacency of California and the fact that they were doing nothing to keep businesses there that could have stayed there had they just been given a little bit of a break.
Well, he also was talking about how many of the big businesses, government getting in bed with many of the already existing big conglomerates and monopolies in the tech industry at Silicon Valley and not making it easy for entrepreneurs to come in and show their wares and be able to compete. It was interesting to also see Hewlett Packard, which is one of the original Silicon Valley companies. They also upped and moved to Texas, and I think you're going to continue to see this type of a migration. I know we had mentioned talking about Goldman Sachs Asset Management Division
yeah.
possibly moving to Florida, but it's not just them. There's an exodus, and you're going to see more yeah. and more businesses do the same.
And Dell, which is located in Texas, I believe they're near Austin, they were expanding their business, and they were considering at one time going to California, but California really didn't turn them on all that much and didn't offer them a big deal. They did try to get them out there, and Dell said, nope, we're going to expand right here in Texas, and they did. They really built a big, huge facility near Austin.
Yeah, it has to be one hell of a deal. I mean, to get any company to move to California, I don't know what type of deal you can have there, because you've got to also take into consideration the cost of employing your workers, and in particular the high cost of living in and around San Francisco and the Silicon Valley area, the taxes that are involved with that living there. It's very, very expensive, and your workers can reside elsewhere, and at the same time, you don't have to pay them as much because they, you know, the cost of living is not nearly as high.
Now let's talk about the Standard & Poor's, and in particular the NASDAQ, which hit a record high yesterday following the news on the vaccine. We now have what looks like to be four vaccines that are going to be ready to be used over the next 60 to 90 days maximum.
Yeah. Again, we got to get those out the door. There was actually some talk yesterday saying, well, you know, why didn't the government order more of the Pfizer vaccine? And the government wants to obviously, level it out between the different vaccine makers, so everybody is involved. Tried to make it fair across the board. So hopefully, like I said, we keep hoping that they can get this out the door sooner rather than later.
Now, we've had a big problem here with some cybersecurity, and the U.S. cybersecurity firm FireEye got hacked by foreign government hackers with world-class capabilities. Their words, not mine. Now, they stole tools that they used to probe the defenses of thousands of its customers, who include federal, state, and local government employees. That doesn't sound good.
It's a constant battle with the hackers and their desire to go out there and get this type of information. There's services out there that help you out in case you people trying to go about utilizing or the information that you have. But again, you have to be on top of this thing in today's day and age.
Mm-hmm. Jeffrey Gundlach, who of course is a prognosticator, says that inflation will likely trough in the next several months and may, in fact, rise perhaps to 2% next year. That's extremely low from where I'm sitting, and I wonder about a comment like that.
I don't know what this guy's talking about. I think it's much worse than that. I see it all the time, and anything that you buy, the cost of things, it's amazing how expensive things continue to get. We're continually told that there's no inflation out there, too. It's patently absurd. It really is.
Well, yeah. All you got to do is take a look at what happens every time they even so much as burp with the price of oil, and it goes up 20 cents, and it takes another 2 or 3 weeks to get it back down again to where it was or close to where it was, but they still wind up a nickel higher than the time before. But in the meantime, up goes the bread, up goes the milk, up goes the produce and all that sort of stuff, because it's all contingent to the price of fuel.
Oh, car insurance, you name it. Everything you look at, it continues to go up. It's getting very, very expensive out there, and the way that they track inflation, quite frankly, is criminal, if you ask me.
Okay, we will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel, so have yourself a great day.
You got it. Thank you. Have a good one.
All right, thank you. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go there, check it out. I'll be back with Colonel Jim Orscher.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.